I have to be honest, I have a sweet spot and a soft spot in my heart for Megillas Rus. There's just something about the story that really is so gripping, and there is something that is just so amazing about it. And probably beyond the scope of a short 3 to 5 minute slot to really analyze the Megillah to its fullest. But I just want to pick up on one point. So by the Megillah, we're told, Chazal tell us that the purpose of the Megillah is to teach us Olam Chesed Yibaneh. Yes, it is Shavuos. Yes, it is Matan Torah. But what is Matan Torah all about? Matan Torah is all about Olam Chesed Yibaneh, meaning we have to learn, but what's the purpose of our learning? It's Lilmod Al Menas Lasos. It's just to learn in order to do. And what is that to do? That to do is when we're doing acts of kindness and acts of chesed. And I think that probably is the most interwoven piece of the entire Megillah, right? There's the notion that we're really, really concerned and interested in other people. So let's take a look. Is there a spot where we can see that most? So, why does the Megillah have to tell us that? Why do we need to know and start off by hearing that there is a famine in the land? Because we know that Elimelech leaves because he doesn't want to be bothered by other people. And that is the very first introduction we have to the Megillah. There is this man, Elimelech, who is suffering. Yes, he is suffering in the famine. But what is the nature of his suffering? He's not suffering for lack of food, but rather he's suffering because he just doesn't want to deal with the constant storm of people at his doors. I have to tell you a great story. I remember years ago I was teaching a parent-child learning, and we were discussing the idea of giving tzedakah, helping out other people, and the question came up, like, have you ever dealt with, what happens when someone knocks at your door and it's late at night, and you know it's a mishulach, it's someone who's collecting tzedakah. And this kid raises her hand, and this is what she says. She goes, I know what I do. I tell them my parents aren't home, even though my parents are. And the parent was sitting right next to them and just wanted to bury themselves right there. Now, I'm not judging because I know it's very complicated, but the opening message of the Megillah is yes. You can have a person like Elimelech, but you can't ignore the community. If the community is suffering, it's on your shoulders if you have to take care of them. But as the Megillah unfolds, we meet a lot of other people. And what I think is amazing about the people that we meet along the way is that each of them is stretched. And each of them has an opportunity to walk away from the challenge that's presented to them. Look at Ruth. Ruth doesn't have to go and be part of Naomi and going back to the land of Israel. In fact, it doesn't make any sense for her to do that, but she feels, I have to go. Why? Because I have an obligation and a duty to take care of her. And so what is that? That's Olam Chesed Yibaneh. What she's doing doesn't make sense. It's not in her best interest, but it does make sense if you care about Naomi. What about Boaz? Why does Boaz go out of his way to take care of Ruth? Why does he do that? So it's twofold. First off, he feels, how can I allow someone who's suffering and in a position like this to not be cared for? That's the first part. But also, he looks and says, how can I not take care of her after all she's done for Naomi? I must recognize that this woman is not a regular woman. She has done something that is extraordinary, and therefore I have to pay her back the same way that she's done for Naomi. And again, once again, I think we find ourselves in the same spot. Olam Chesed Yibaneh. The message of the Megillah is that we look and make sure that we're doing Chesed, and that is one of the foundational pieces of the Torah. And so when we think and ask ourselves, what is the Megillah trying to teach us? That is probably one of the most critical lessons of the entire Megillah. Have a great day.